Now, blind singer, songwriter, musician and producer Rick Jones is about to release his new album. It's called What Can't Speak, Can't Lie. And we're going to be exclusively playing you a track from the album, which I really like, a little later. But first, let's catch up with Rick. Hi, Rick.
Hello, Simon. How are you doing, pal?
I'm all right, my friend. And you've got busy times at the moment.
I certainly have, yeah. I've got my new album coming out on Friday, the 5th of October. And I'm just working on that, but yeah, working things like that. So hopefully, everything goes to plan, because I know these things pan out. I'm hoping that it comes out on that day. That's when I've decided it will be out for. So we're just hoping.
Now, for those of you that have not heard Rick before, Rick has... You've been blind from birth, really, haven't you?
I have.
But you're one of these guys that I think just has music in you.
You really do, because I think it'll always be there. Like, I was fetched up with music. I was always fetched up with music. There's always been music with me. There always will be. And I think if you like what you do, it'll come through. I don't believe in sitting in the corner. I think you should make the most of what you've got, which I think, they mentioned it, the song which you're going to play, Until the Wheels Fall Off, that's what it's called. That one is about enjoying yourself. Like, you only get one chance, and you have the best of it, so it's, we're going to ride it until the wheels fall off. And that title, Until the Wheels Fall Off, I was watching the press conference by the Stone Roses when they got back together. I don't know if you remember that. They got back together in 2011, 12.
Briefly they did, didn't they?
Something like that. And they said to the band, one of the people who was posing the question, putting the questions to them, said, how long do you think this will go on for? And Ian Brown said, well, he said, it's one day at a time. He said, well, we'll ride it until the wheels fall off. And that is where Until the Wheels Fall Off, that's where it come from. It's something so simple.
It's simple, but I tell you what, it certainly gets under the skin, the hook line on that. And I think that about a lot of your songs. That you have a real knack. You co-write the lyrics, don't you, with a writing partner?
I do. I write them with a friend of mine.
But you have a real gift, and I know that this is your third album. I will tell everybody where they can get a hold of your music a little later.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you use as your inspiration? Do you just use random ideas?
For example, an example would be from the, let me see, second album, which is called Hotel With No Name. That came from, we went on holiday to, was it Tenerife? Was that Tenerife? I'm not a calf in which it was. But we'll just call it Tenerife for all intents and purposes. And I went on holiday with my parents and my mum's sister, which is my auntie. And we were looking round the next time we went for places to stay. Like, I was in the nice hotels and the nice villas, you know, like you do, walking round. And this, we came across one. It was a hotel. And we said, oh, there's a hotel there. And Ellen said, oh, yeah. She said, oh, it's got no name on it. So in my head, I thought, oh, the hotel with no name, well, use that. So that's where that come from. You know, I wish I could remember the place we went to, because I would have a look. But that's where they come from, Simon. It can be just so random where they come from, different ideas. Like Live and Learn, the song you played last time, that was just something what somebody said. Oh, well, but you live and learn, don't you? And I thought, live and learn? Well, use that. So you have to be careful when you're having a conversation near me, because it might end up in a record.
Well, in fact, that track, Live and Learn, though, I think that's a great track as well, because it's basically like a lesson in life. But I know you're only 27, and I'm old croak, but I feel there's a real kind of, I don't know, there's a gentle, a real maturity about your lyrics, and I'd love you at home to check out some of Rick's stuff. Also, we have we found now that we have a mutual friend, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Blind Dave.
Yeah, Blind Dave Healy.
Same fella.
Yeah, you've been in touch with him.
I have. And I must say, it was thanks to Simon, this, really. He put me in contact with Dave, who's making a film, 7 days, I think it is, am I right there?
Yeah, you're right.
It's 7 days, yeah.
Yep.
And hopefully, I'm just waiting to get back, well, to producers to get back in touch with me. he said, I'm after somebody doing a song for the film. And I said, well, what's it about? And he explained, it was his story, it was his life, about how the ups and downs he'd had, about how he wanted to be in the army, but obviously he deteriorated and he couldn't do it. And I said, you know, Dave, I said, I've got a song which might be up your street. I said, it's not from the new album, so the listeners don't get confused. It's from the album I've just mentioned, The Hotel With No Name, and it's the last track on that album. And it's a song called A Walk a Mile in My Shoes. And he said, okay. He said, send it by email and I'll have a look. I sent him by email. He got back and said he loved it. He thought it was a brilliant piece of music. Got in touch with producers. They enjoyed it. He sent it to all his friends. They all like it. And once I get the phone call from producers and they, you know, they get the green light, hopefully it could be used somewhere in the film. I'm hoping. Because he wanted to keep the connection. You know, it's about a man who gets the boat, has done an amazing thing, really.
Yeah, well, I know. I spoke to Dave after you'd spoken, and he was really knocked out with the track, Rick. He was really moved by it, and you know, he said it's just me, and I know the producers were the same. So again, you can never say never until it actually happens, but it's looking good, and so you'll get the credits on the film. Then that'd be great.
I hope so, Stan. I know we're doing. No, it just without these songs. I record them, put them out, people listen to them. But it just seemed to fit in. Walk a Mile in My Shoes, it just seemed to work. And I think when it's put against the credits, I imagine it'd be quite a moving thing to watch.
There's another song of yours, I mean, that I love, called Mr. Mirror. Which album's that on?
Mr. Mirror? You've been doing your homework, haven't you?
Yeah.
Mr. Mirror. Well, that one's off my first album,
right,
called What's on the Moon. And this one came about, it's inspired by people who, the name drop, everybody, if you mention somebody, you know, they know them, no matter if it's famous. Because I had a tutor at college. I went to college to do music. And we had a tutor. And he kind of liked to blow his own trumpet. He liked the sound of his own voice. So, if we were doing a project, like, I know we had to do a Motown project. So, they'd show you videos. And if there was, you know, a famous drummer, oh, that drummer there, see him in the corner. I've played with him. Oh, do you know him over there? It was anybody you mentioned he'd either known or worked with or had a drink with, or a bit pompous, really. I mean, and to me, I think you should let what you do speak for you. You shouldn't have to force yourself down anybody's throat. It's up to them to have a look. So it's kind of about people like that. I mean, one of the lines in it, Mr. Mirror, we wrote the song and there was one couple of lines missing. And I thought, what can we have? What can we say of this character? I mean, it's not aimed at him. It's about people like that. It's not aimed at the fellow in question. It's about similar people, if you get what I mean, Simon.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, what can we have this character have done? And I thought, I know. You told me, this is one of the lines, isn't it? You told me you met Bono and you went for a drink. And while you was in LA, you tried it on with Pink. All the stories that you tell, I've got one question for you. Are they all a pack of lies or are they really true? And that, and it kind of leaves it like that, and it's kind of saying, did he do it or did the person not do it? It's like a question, it's like saying, well, did the person do all these things? Or is it all fantasy? Is it all in their own, is it just make themselves look impressive?
Right, at home, we're going to give you the details on how to get your hands on this music and listen to it, because Mr., the way you've explained it, that... Mr. Mirror, that's right. If you listen to the track, I got that from it, but you explaining the background to that, because I felt as if it was something that actually had happened to you. Tell us where we can get your music from.
Okay, my music is available on the first two albums, which Mr. Mirror is off What's on the Moon, and the song which is going to be used, hopefully, in Dave Healy's film, Walk a Mile in My Shoes, is on The Hotel with No Name. And also, they are available on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon, MP3. But there's also, if any of your listeners don't have the streaming service or things like that, I have also got a SoundCloud page. If you type in R.I.K. Jones guitar/vocalist, there's not every song I've done there, because you want people to buy them, don't you? But there's a couple of tasters up there. And I also have a website which you can have a look at. It's www.rick-rik-jones.co.uk. That's my website, and you can have a look at that if you wish to.
Well, I encourage you all to have a look at that and check out Rick's stuff, because I don't say this lightly. I really rate the stuff that you've done, Rick, and I love the fact that you've written it, you've played all the instruments on it, you've done the programming, you've done the mixing. It's quite an achievement. Before you go, and I know we'll be chatting again at some point, but before you go, could you introduce the song for us?
Certainly. Hi, everyone. Everybody listening out there, this is my new track from my new album, What Can't Speak Can't Lie, released on the 5th of October. And this song is called Until the Wheels Fall Off. Thank you.
Everybody needs a little break away from it all. A little sunshine, some time to do what you want. Life's a very precious thing, don't you know? Don't waste it, cause you never know. We're not here for a long time. We're just here for a good time. We're all about it until the wheels fall off. We're gonna ride it until the wheels fall off.